My goal is to help you, the dog owning community, understand why your dogs do the things they do. It's simple, really. When we reinforce a behavior, we create more of it. That's known as positive reinforcement. When we wind up mistakenly reinforcing a behavior that we don't like, our dogs then incorporate those rewarded behaviors into their daily lives. For example, suppose your dog jumps up on your family in order to get their attention. What do? You scold the dog, or you push your dog off of you, or you knee your dog in the chest. Ouch! The end result, unfortunately, is your dog just got a huge reward for jumping. Ta-da! See how smart your dogs are? So your dog learned that, I jump up, I get tons of attention. Many dogs don't care if they get positive attention or negative attention. To a dog, it's just all attention. Let's take a dog that dashes out the front door every time someone leaves the house. Bad human. We're not watching where our escape artist is when we open the door, and your dog is learning that it's so much more fun to run out of the house and have the family chase him down the street and all over the neighborhood. So now we've inadvertently created a dog that habitually escapes from the house. We just get madder and madder at our dog, completely ignoring the fact that we are the ones who created this monster. Is everybody getting the picture yet? Unfortunately, these scenarios take place every day in the best of homes. People neglect to ask for help from a professional in order to solve these problems before they become well-learned habitual behaviors. We get disgusted and frustrated, and then eventually someone in the family shouts, "Let's get rid of this dog!" Now we've got a 911 emergency situation. Most dogs that wind up in shelters and in rescue are untrained adolescent dogs that have lost their homes because nobody took the time to train them in manners and self-control. This is just basic obedience, folks. But once a dog does lose his home, now we've got emotional problems along with additional behavior problems. When we come back from a short break, I'd like to talk to you a little bit today about adopting shelter and rescue dogs and how to select the best dog for your particular lifestyle and energy level. You're listening to Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. We'll be back after a short break.
Nutrition is a very important part of a dog's overall health. Feeding your dog a high-quality diet can prevent many visits to the veterinarian for problems like digestive issues, dry skin, itching, flaking, and dandruff. That's the advantage you'll have when you feed your dog Nutro Pet Food. Nutro is a super premium pet food made from high-quality meat proteins such as chicken meal and lamb meal for easy digestibility. Nutro also has very high levels of essential omega-3 and 6 fatty acids, giving your dog a healthier, shinier skin and coat, also meaning less shedding. Nutro has foods for every life stage, from puppy through senior, and even for dogs that may be overweight. It's available at your local pet food store, and it's 100% guaranteed or your money back. Nutro pet foods are naturally preserved with added vitamins and minerals for a healthy immune system. If you want less waste to clean up in your yard, and you want your dog to shed less and have better vitality, buy a bag of Nutro dog food today.
Okay, welcome back to the Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. I just want to let you folks know that the complete line of Nutro dog foods, biscuits, and treats can be purchased at Monster Pets in the Audubon Crossing Shopping Center, 130 Black Horse Pike in Audubon, New Jersey. Give them a call at 856-547-7387. We're talking today about how to make the right decision when you go to a shelter or a rescue group to find a dog that you want to adopt and bring into your home. Please understand that making a snap decision or bringing a dog home on an impulse isn't good for you, and it's certainly not good for the dog. I'd like to spend the rest of our time together today giving you some pointers on selecting a shelter dog and then ensuring a successful relationship once that dog comes to your home. First, please do not select a dog that you haven't actually met. I don't understand how people can decide on a dog by just seeing a picture of her on the internet. This is a huge mistake. When you meet a dog in a shelter, or if he's already in a foster home, you can at least get a general idea of what he's like. If on your first meeting, the dog behaves like an out-of-control lunatic, I would suggest this is how he'll behave when he gets to your house. However, many dogs that are stuck in a kennel situation become totally shut down and show very little about themselves on first meeting. It's unfortunate that shelters get only a sketchy history about a dog that's been surrendered by its former owners, and sometimes those owners withhold important information. You want to ask the shelter certain key questions. Try to find out why or how the dog wound up at the shelter in the first place. Was he a stray or was he surrendered, and why? Did the shelter perform a temperament test on the dog you're deciding on? Temperament tests check for the dog's social ability, handle ability, and the ability to show self-control. And they also check for food and bone possessiveness. You also want to find out how long the dog's been at the shelter. If he's been there for several months, he might be more shut down and stressed than a dog that's been there for a shorter period of time. Here's where people get themselves into a serious heartache situation. They see a gorgeous dog hiding at the back of her kennel and feel very sorry for her. The dog is severely scared and won't even come up to the cage door to sniff them or greet them. Now, there's a huge issue waiting to complicate your life. Please do not choose a severely fearful dog. Your best bet is to look for a friendlier dog who seems to be more social and anxious to meet you. Some dogs may appear to be a bit timid at first, but that's to be expected. Most shelter dogs have lost a lot of their self-confidence and trust. You want a dog to be interested in interacting with you, especially while you're checking him out. You're going to hear loud barking from most of the dogs in the shelter kennel area. Once they're taken outside, dogs tend to quiet down a bit. Ask the shelter if you can take the dog out for a walk around the grounds. This will give you an idea how well he walks on a leash and how much self-control he'll have if he sees another dog or a rabbit or a squirrel. If you observe any behaviors that might be a problem for you while you're walking with him, please understand that this dog will show those behaviors when he comes to your home. Before even looking for a rescue dog, do some research on the breeds that would be most suitable for your family situation. If you have little children in your home, I would strongly urge you not to get any of the herding breeds, or don't get dogs that would require tons of daily exercise. Shelter and rescue dogs need your time, especially during the first 6 to 9 months of their arrival. You may decide to choose a puppy, because puppies are at shelters. Some of their mamas may have wound up there as pregnant stray dogs. Puppies are a lot of work. They also require a lot of your time. So make sure you're going to be available to socialize a puppy and deal with the house training and the puppy play biting issues that I know you're going to have to take care of. Visit shelters, but be selective and ask a lot of questions. Don't be afraid to come back the next day to meet your prospective dog a second time before making that final decision. Taking a rescue dog home should not be viewed as try before you buy. Rescuing a dog requires your commitment to him for the rest of his life. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some common behavioral issues that many people discover once their new dog has been at home for a while. You're listening to Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. We'll be right back. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Renee Premade, dog trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338. Or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338. Or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. We're talking about adopting shelter and rescue dogs today. As a trainer, I work a lot with adopted dogs of all sizes, ages, and breeds. Here are some common situations that owners of these dogs experience within about the first 6 to 9 months of adopting their dog. First scenario, a new dog accepts the wife but is deathly afraid of the husband and all men. This may have resulted from abuse by a former male owner, but it could also have resulted because of insufficient early socialization with men when that dog was just a young puppy. Don't always assume abuse was the case. It's not unusual for the man of the house to feel personally slighted by this new dog who ignores him and won't spend any time with him. Understandably, the idea of returning this dog does come up in these unfortunate situations. Seek professional help from a behavior specialist if you have this problem. The second scenario. A new dog becomes possessive over one family member, usually the person who does most of the caretaking, like feeding, grooming, walking, petting, and playing. Guarding a human can become an aggressive situation, especially if the dog growls at anyone who approaches him or his new person. Don't feel flattered by this neediness in your dog. Someone could get bitten. Seek professional help from a behavioral specialist if you're having this problem. A third scenario. When first adopting a dog, many people take a few days off from work to help get their new dog adjusted before they return to work. Therefore, the dog isn't left alone for about 2 or 3 days. It's not unusual for the owners to come home to find an enormous mess in the house. Their dog has chewed up the sofa cushions, he's peed and pooped all over the house, and you notice he scratched up the carpet right by the front door. Even owners who had the foresight to crate their new dog can come home to a crate soiled with excrement, leaving the dog in a filthy physical condition. Your new dog may have spent his entire day worrying that he's been abandoned again, fearing that you'll never come home to him. Never lose sight of the fact that shelter dogs have had emotional stress and have experienced tremendous anxiety, possibly from their past lives and definitely from losing their original homes. If you determine that your dog is suffering from severe anxiety when he's left alone, seek professional help from a behavioral specialist as soon as possible. A fourth scenario. Someone adopts a very cute and adorable beagle or terrier. Once home, the new owners discover that they're now living with a little huntmeister who chases after rabbits and squirrels and pretty much anything that he sees moving quickly in the backyard. He sits in front of the sliding glass door in the kitchen and barks his little head off all day long. When it comes time to walk the little hunter, he's constantly pulling off to the side to sniff every blade of grass that ever grew on this earth. If you're having this problem, take your dog to an obedience class where he'll learn how to walk on a loose leash and he'll also learn how to pay closer attention to you. Never neglect training. Scenario 5. A family adopts a one-year-old boxer from Boxer Rescue. He's friendly toward everybody. He loves all people and gets along beautifully with other dogs. He's also wonderful with their children and all the kids in the neighborhood. The family realizes soon after he comes home that he has separation issues, and if they leave him in his crate, he drools in there, but he doesn't try to escape out of it. Anytime he's left unsupervised in the yard, he escapes because the kids don't remember to shut the gate. If you have a similar problem, take your dog to an obedience class and use only positive methods of training to build this dog's self-confidence. He also needs to learn to come when called, and he needs to learn to stay. Involve your children in their dog's training, but certainly don't expect your kids to be 100% responsible. That's the adult's job. We're coming right back, so don't touch your radio dial.
Dogs need exercise and socialization. Dog Days Camp for Canines provides a great solution to keeping your dog well-exercised and happy. We are a doggy daycare located at 23 West Main Street in historic downtown Marlton, New Jersey. At Dog Days, dogs play inside and away from the elements. We've been open since September 2003, providing a clean, friendly, and supervised atmosphere. Our services also include bathing, nail trimming, as well as group obedience classes. If you don't want to leave your dog alone for the entire day, if you have a lot of errands to run, or if you just need a break, bring your dog to our well-run and popular doggy daycare. Contact us at 856-985-7086 or at the web at www.dogdaysinc.net. That's 856-985-7086 or on the web at www.dogdaysinc.net.
Welcome back to Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. We're talking today about adopting dogs from shelters or rescue groups. We've mentioned some of the problems that might come up with an adopted dog because of its past life and because of the stress placed on him from losing his original home. But there are very good benefits from adopting a dog. So let's just talk about those for a few minutes. According to the ASPCA, a total of 1 million pets will be in danger of becoming homeless because of the tough economic times. Prospective pet owners should take action now and head to their local shelters in search of a lifelong companion. Dogs are checked by a veterinarian and are usually spayed or neutered, vaccinated, and dewormed before they're adopted from shelters. This gives you a lot of savings. You'll be paying a minimal fee from $50 to $100 that includes spay-neuter costs for your new dog. If you had to take your dog to your vet for spaying and neutering, it could cost as much as $400. It will cost you less to acquire your dog anyway from a shelter, as most shelters and rescue groups are non-profit and are supported solely on donations and adoption fees. If you adopt, you will not be supporting puppy mills, an industry that views our pets as merchandise and raises them in crowded, filthy conditions. Then pet shops buy these dogs to sell to the public. Many times these dogs are unhealthy and the new owners have to shell out enormous amounts of money to save their dogs' lives, and they've already become so attached to the dog, they're not about to give it up. When you adopt an older dog, you don't have to face all the work and stress involved in raising a puppy, house training, and dealing with the puppy play biting and chewing. I lucked out big time when I adopted my own dog from a shelter. Aside from being a great dog, he was already completely house-trained, even though he'd spent most of his time in a cage every day for 2 months. You can be relatively sure that the shelter has done a pretty thorough temperament test on your dog to make sure she's not aggressive and is friendly. If there's an issue, most shelters will alert you to any challenges you might be facing with your new adoption. Most shelters have volunteer trainers visit frequently, so your dog may already have learned some key obedience behaviors. You'll feel really good that you've saved the life of a dog that could have been euthanized simply because there's only a limited number of cages to house them. Here are some helpful hints and suggestions if you've just adopted a dog or even if you've adopted your dog a year ago. These hints might just help you solve a particular problem that you're having now. Be aware that there's a honeymoon period when you adopt a dog. That honeymoon period can last from between 6 to 9 months, and then your dog will become comfortable enough to be himself. Expect to see some behavioral changes during those times. Do not think you can make it up to your dog for an unfortunate past life. Dogs live in the present. They do not dwell on times gone by. You've given him a new life that started the very day he came into your home. Give him a new positive history from now on. A big mistake: avoid pitying your dog, or he will become and remain pitiable forever. You cannot make up for that past life. Introduce your new dog to friends and family within the first few days of his arrival. Make sure to get him out and about every day so he knows that people, places, and other dogs are good things. Dogs do not know what we expect of them until we teach them what rules we want them to follow. Without rules, your dog will depend on his animal instincts to survive. Teach him to rely on you for guidance. Don't assume your newly adopted dog is house trained. Implement house training 101 as though he were a puppy. Crate your dog when you're not there to supervise him. Don't allow your newly adopted dog to sleep in your bed or have any furniture privileges for a very long time. You're still in a honeymoon phase, and you don't know if your dog is able to handle high-value privileges like sleeping in someone's bed or taking up space on the sofa. Avoid all physical and verbal punishments. You need to gain your new dog's trust, and he may already have come from a punishing environment before coming to you. He needs to learn that you're safe to live with. Always reward him for showing good behavior, because if you don't, those good behaviors will fade. Don't compare your newly adopted dog to any other dog you may have had previously. Dogs are not clones of one another, even if they're the same breed or they're from the same litter. Provide ample amounts of daily exercise for your new dog. Don't depend on his running around in the backyard. Walk him twice a day, even if you're completely fenced in. Don't leave your new dog out in the yard unsupervised. If your dog was found as a stray, he's probably escaped from someone else's yard. He'll try to escape from your yard if you don't prevent it. Prevent your new dog from running and barking at your fence line at passersby. This can create frustration and territorial behavior. Dogs that run the fence become very angry, and that can lead to aggressive behaviors. If you have children, teach them to treat your dog respectfully by not allowing them to tease him, pull his ears or tail. Give your dog a child-free safety zone and give your child a dog-free safety zone. Take your dog to an obedience class or hire a professional trainer to work with you privately in your home. Training is critically important if you want your dog to develop into a polite and well-mannered companion pet. Be sure to involve your children in the training process. Any child who is mature enough should teach your dog to sit for them. A mature child can offer some of the dog's kibble to him by doing some hand feeding during meal times. Supervise, supervise, supervise anytime your children and your dog are together. Enjoy your adopted dog. I wish you the best of luck and a lifetime of success together. I adopted my own little Corgi Terrier mix 2.5 years ago from the Cumberland County SPCA. His name is Hoffman. He's been such a joy to both my husband and me, and I'm very happy that I was able to take him out of the shelter environment and make him a member of our family. I became a dog trainer 8 years ago after having rescued a very aggressive border collie from my own family. He was a gorgeous dog but had serious behavior issues, and I knew nothing about that. After learning how to work with him from a local obedience trainer, I developed a keen interest in dog training. Are you interested in becoming a professional dog trainer, or perhaps you wish to learn more about dog training to complement your animal-related career? A unique non-credit program at Kutztown University may be the answer for you. It offers a comprehensive curriculum designed to teach you the necessary skills to become a professional canine trainer. A new cohort is forming now for 2010. Start the new decade with a goal to learn more about the fascinating field of dog training. For more information, call 610-683-1382. That's 610-683-1382. I hope that you'll listen to us next week on Thursday in the doghouse. I want to let you know that we are going to be talking about the serious ramifications of using shock collars for training dogs. I hope that you also remember that we are offering a free puppy playgroup at Dog Days in Marlton, New Jersey on October the 24th at 9:30 in the morning, 23 West Main Street in Marlton, New Jersey. It's free. Bring your puppy, 8 to 16 weeks old, to play for an hour and a half, and you'll listen to some speakers during the morning. Again, I hope that you'll return to listen to Thursday in the Doghouse next week. You definitely want to listen to the problems that people have and dogs have after they've had a shock collar put around their neck. If you think you have problems now with any of the dogs that you live with, putting a shock collar on will put a stamp on that dog that will definitely create problems. That's cruel and not the way you want to train your dog. So I hope all of you have a great week. I'll see you next Thursday.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the posse was thumping.
Hey, yeah.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a poor shout out.
Who let the dogs out?